Hi, this is a dictation for patient name Anitya Snell, I-N-I-Q-U-I-A, S-N-E-L-L. Date of birth is 6/15/91. Date of accident is 8/24/2022. Date of service 8/30/2022. Chief complaints are severe pain in the shoulder on the left side, pain in the left side of the neck and upper back, and chest pain on the left side, and headaches. The patient reports that all of these symptoms are as a result of an accident that occurred on 8/24/2022. The history of automobile accident is as follows. On 8/24/2022, Ms. Iniqua Snell, I-N-I-Q-U-I-A-S-N-E-L-L, was traveling as a rear seat passenger on the right in an Uber car that was a Toyota, and they were journeying in Santa Rosa in West Detroit. She cannot remember the cross street. The patient reports that another car was coming from side street and didn't stop on a stop sign, and her Uber driver swerved to avoid. However, it hit the T-bone side on the driver's side on their car. The impact caused a damage to the right door, the right bumper, and windshields are okay. The car is not total. The patient report that she was not wearing seatbelt at the time of accident, and she doesn't know the true speed of the other car or type of the car, and airbag was not deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness, and it was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Patient was not taken to any ER after the accident, as the EMS didn't arrive. Basically, the other driver ran a stop sign and hit on a T-bone driver's side. The impact of this accident caused patient to hit the left shoulder to the door, and there was no direct trauma to the head, but her neck did jerk and caused a neck whiplash. She did not bang into the headrest. There was no damage to the seat belts, front seat, or headrest. Nothing was broken. Inside, there was no damage to the car. History of presenting illness: patient reports of moderately severe headaches, which are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they started 2 days after the accident. Now they're off and on, and they're not so severe, but they're mostly in the front of the head. They're mild, they're off and on, and sensitive to the light. And there is no dizziness. There is a dizziness and loss of balance. Other than that, patient denies any loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, seizures, loss of consciousness, loss of memory, forgetfulness. She denies confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration. She denies any nightmares or nausea, vomiting, and no blur vision, sparse in the vision. Regarding the pain, patient reports that she's suffering from a continuous pain located in the area of the left side of the neck, left side of the upper back, and left shoulder, which are reported to be 9, and also mild, dull chest pain on the left side, left lateral part of the chest, upper chest. She reports that these pains are described as throbbing, stabbing, and aching, and are seizure from 7 to 10. And they are worse. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and improved by lying down. In addition, patient can walk pretty reasonably okay, although she has some off balance, and she can sit okay, stand okay, and she sleeps for 4 hours, and the headaches are 7, and they are lasting 1 or 2 days sometimes. She has had no x-rays, MRIs. She reports of numbness from the neck down to the left arm, involving first, second, and third finger, posteriorly in C4, 5, 6 nerve distribution, and muscle weakness from the left arm, where she has dropped the phone and dinner plates. No blood or bowel incontinence is reported. In addition, patient reports that she suffers from weakness and anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance, denies any saddle anesthesia. She denies any trouble walking, fatigue, no incontinence to the bowel or urine. Regarding past treatment, patient reports that on the day of accident, she did not see go to the ER as the EMS didn't come. She waited for it. Later on, next day, she went to a bi-county health care physical therapy and clinic where she was evaluated, and she was having a lot of swelling in the neck area at the time, and rotator cuff was damaged according to them. They started physical therapy, and she did a she has done two times, although it has not helped. Private massage, she has got it done of her own, and she tried ibuprofen, but it is not helping her. She has not tried any chiropractor, acupuncture, or any surgery or any procedures. In the system review, patient reports that there is she suffers in psychiatry from anxiety, panic disorder, and she sees mind a neurologist. She has been provided with a clonopin by the neurologist for pre-existing anxiety, which was existing before this accident, but now, according to her, it has become more worse, twice than before. System review is done. Anxiety, panic disorder, and in the spa surgical history, she has a surgery to the right knee for ACL surgery in 2012 in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio. She also has a nasal septum surgery in 2021 in Providence Hospital. She had a breast reduction in 2020 in Bowman Hospital. Allergies, none. And family history is positive for none. Mother and father is alive, but no medical problem. One brother has an asthma only. Relationship status, patient lives alone. Single. Job, she is working at FCA Chrysler, where she is in a production line worker, and she stands all day, lifts 25 to 30 pounds. She is employed full-time currently. Disability, none. Legal history, patient has JC Auto Law as the attorney. Personal history, the patient has reported that she doesn't drink or smoke or use any recreational drugs. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 118 over 80, pulse 73, respiratory rate 20, temperature 96.7, height 5'6", weight 150. The rest of the examination is from the template, except this is a 31-year-old black female of a good built nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. She appears to be slightly anxious, but not lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile and independent without using any adaptive devices. The rest of the physical examination is from the template. And she has a scar, small scar on the left, on the right knee for previous surgery for ACL repair. Neurological examination, except for being slightly anxious, the rest of the exam is completely normal. Musculature examination is completely normal. Gait is completely normal. In the chest examination, please to mention there is a slight tenderness in the lateral part of the left upper chest. So focusing on the rib to the cartilage rib junction, and mostly a costochondritis, possibly from seat belt injury, hopefully. The chest expansion is normal, breath sounds are normal. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the following. Inspection, entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment, and no scars are noticed. In palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal. and there is no pelvic tilt notice. Spine tenderness, is none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. And paravertebral muscle hypertrophy, none. Cervical spine range of motion, forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 50. And lumbar spine range of motions are normal. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive on the left, Lermit test is positive on the left, distraction test is positive, Sotowall test is negative, thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slim test is negative, and lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kearney test is negative, straight leg raising test negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Breger test negative, thumb test negative, and Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint examination reveals that there is a left-sided tenderness of the sacroiliac joint, and there is a positive Weber test and Gonsalan test for the left, but the distraction test is negative, iliac compression test negative, standing flexion test is negative. Tendinberg sign is negative. Extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, the rest of the extremities are completely warm to touch, well perfused and normally appearing, rest of the extremities, and there are no tenderness, pedal edema, continual laceration. And range of motion of all joints is normal, quick test is negative, no leg length disturbance is noticed. The gait is normal. Patient is not using any cane or adaptive device. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. The patient has an extreme pain in the left shoulder. On palpation, there are tenderness of the AC joint, shoulder joint, and rotator cuff region. Range of motion is limited to 50 degrees of abduction maximum, and beyond which severe pain is there. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests were conducted for the left shoulder, positive Hawking-Connery test, positive speed test, positive near test, anterior and posterior apprehension test negative, and drop arm test is negative. The rest of the upper extremity of the left is found to be completely normal, except there is a muscle weakness, rated at 4/5. The distally signal sign, phalen sign, or negative carpotron compression tests are all negative. Range of motion of the wrist and hand is normal. Diagnosis. Motor general V89.2 X60 Z79.891 CNS R51 R42 F41.1 Nerves M79.2 My muscles M60.9 M62.838 Ligaments M54.0, chest, blunt chest trauma, costochondritis, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, F43.432D. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, F13.4, etc. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.65, 1.24, 54.14. Paniculitis M54.08. Sacroiliac spine, left sided, M46.6, M54.17, F33.5, etc. Plan of care for any cross snail from the template. Treatment plan, please use the template. First is physical therapy, which has been ordered to help in the area of neck and mid-back, shoulder, left shoulder, and left sacroiliac joint. distraction massage echo therapy gait training. The disability is for work, housework, and transportation, medications. The person needs to provide the following medications, which are Ultran, Tramadol, 50 mg for pain relief, one at night, PRN, Nerontin, 600 mg twice a day for pain relief, water and gel, 3%, 100 grams for topical pain relief. The patient refused to take NSAIDs, muscle relaxers, and any anxiety medicines. Non-pharmacological modalities, including magnet acupuncture, is okay with me. At-home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry only if she requires, or she can go and see her neurologist. Fitness club program, yes. Review of available MRI and other imaging records. no records are available at the time of dictation. Interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered. Surgical options. None are being ordered at this time or recommended. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Past medical records are ordered, released. Investigations. The patient is ordered a MRI for cervical spine, thoracic spine, and left shoulder. DME. Patient is ordered a cervical pillow for rest on the head, and a neck brace, back brace, TELS unit, cervical traction device have been ordered for her. Education, yes. This weight loss, not warranted. Follow within 30 days. Life contact, yes. Thank you.